He named the jaw Livoniana. And to prove it really was a transitional form, he ran it through something called a cladistic analysis. A computer is programmed with all the anatomical features that distinguish fish from tetrapods. Some are obvious, such as, does the specimen have limbs or fins? Others are tiny shifts in the position of blood vessels or bones. Such minute details allow scientists to identify a creature from just a fossil fragment and place it in an evolutionary tree relative to other animals. For this comparison, a lobe-finned fish jaw is on one side, Livoniana is in the middle, and a Devonian tetrapod jaw is on the other side.
What you can see, if you look at the end points, is that these two jaws differ in quite a lot of ways. First of all, if we look at this pit in the fish jaw, which is a particularly important feature, a deep hollow that goes all the way through to underlying bones. The bone you get in the bottom there is a different one to the ones that are coming up on the surface here. In Livoniana, that's the same place. The pit has almost disappeared, surrounding now a blood vessel hole here, which we didn't have in the other jaw.